distasteful, improper, inadmissible, offensive, undesirable, unsatisfactory. According to the thesaurus, all synonyms for unacceptable.
Self-inflicted. I mean, it's just, you know what? I mean, we beat ourselves. We beat ourselves in those instances. You know what? You just can't. You can't let that happen. It's going to happen occasionally, but are you kidding me? Two times in one game, and no, it's just unacceptable, guys.
Well, I don't need to look in some book to tell me that last night's game just wasn't good enough for BSU. Beavers started well.
Beavers win the offensive zone faceoff. Shot from the point there by Dan Billett. Hit some traffic. Picked up by Harms. Ahead to Charlie O'Connor. He shoots and scores. Turnover. Top of the right circle. Fed beautifully into the slot. And O'Connor buries the one-timer. It's 1-0.
Good teams make you pay when you turn the puck over in your own zone. And Charlie O'Connor, he's the leading scorer from a year ago. You give him a point-blank opportunity like that, I think 8-9 out of 10 times it's in the back of the net.
But really didn't have much luck in the first period other than that. And they certainly didn't make their own luck. Minnesota State Mankato's Mavericks didn't need any luck. Having not scored a goal in three previous games, they tried to take care of business themselves, scoring not one, but two shorthanded goals.
Mavericks pick up near side wall and launch it ahead with speed. Gervais shoots, scores! Gervais in a foot race with Bauman and Eichstedt just threw it into a second gear, Biff.
It wasn't even close. And a shorthanded goal breaks the three-goal scoreless streak for Mankato, and that does not bode well.
Now Leo Fitzgerald caught shorthanded. Here comes Bluger. Bluger comes in all alone, makes the goalie move, and another shorthanded goal for Minnesota State. Mavericks go up 3-2.
Well, you could see it, Brian. Flat-footed at the blue line was Leo Fitzgerald, and not really his fault. It's just the way the puck bounced, and no matter how fast you are, if you're caught flat-footed, you're not going to make it.
The Beavers have alumni weekend, honoring the championship teams from the 90s. Those Beaver teams got it done when their backs were against the wall. We'll see if this year's team can respond likewise. The Noosa pregame show is next, here on the Beaver Radio Network. Just like